Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GE Vernova T&D India Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Megha Gupta from GE Vernova T&D India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Gupta.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to GE Vernova T&D India Limited earnings call for second quarter of financial year 2024-2025. I am Megha Gupta from GE Vernova T&D India Finance and Investor Relationship team. We are delighted to have you all here on the call today. Today, we are joined by Mr. Sandeep Zanzaria, CEO and MD of the company, Mr. Sushil Kumar, Full-Time Director and CFO of the company, Mr. Abhishek Srivastava, Head Business Operations, Ms. Kanika Arora, Communications Leader, and Mr. Nimay Verma, Company Secretary of the company. During the call, we will discuss company's financial performance, including operational highlights, and we'll share key updates. Towards the end of the presentation, we will have a dedicated question and answer session. The presentation we are going to discuss today and financial results for the quarter are already available on the company's website. Before we begin, I would like to highlight that today's discussion may contain few forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties. These statements are based on our current expectations, and actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implied. We encourage you to refer to our public filings and documents for comprehensive understanding of the factors that could impact our future performance. With this, I'll hand over to Mr. Sandeep Zanzaria to begin the discussion.
Thanks, Megha, and good evening, everybody. Appreciate your taking time to join us today for your continued interest in GE Vernova T&D India, formerly known as GE T&D India Limited. This name change aligns with GE Vernova's global identity and our continued focus in India's T&D sector. Before we dive into the numbers, I want to highlight the incredible growth potential of India's power sector. India's renewable energy capacity has surged to nearly 210 GW from just 76 GW in 2014, and the country is well on track to achieve its ambitious target of 500 GW by 2030. The power sector in India represents an incredible opportunity, and its growth is fundamentally driven by three key pillars: energy transition. This transition is creating significant opportunity for T&D companies as we work to integrate renewable energy sources into the grid, modernize our infrastructure, and deploy advanced technologies like smart grids and energy storage solutions. Per capita energy consumption. India's per capita energy consumption is still significantly lower than the global average. However, we have witnessed a remarkable increase in recent years, and we expect this trend to grow. As India's economy grows and living standards improve, the demand for electricity will soar, driving substantial growth in the T&D sector. Emerging demand drivers. The emergence of electric vehicles, green hydrogen, data centers, and other innovative technology is further accelerating the growth of power sector. These sectors require robust and reliable power infrastructure, creating significant opportunities for our business. Additionally, EA is actively working to enhance the cybersecurity of India's power grid. Our digital and software applications have become more critical to the grid as they help ensure reliable and secure power, and they move electricity from variable energy resources, often in remote locations, to demand center and for grid orchestration to enable utilities to navigate the complexity that comes with the sustainable energy grid. At present, we have multiple HVDC projects under bidding stroke finalization for the TBCB developers. We are engaged with the developers to target these opportunities. With this background, let me talk about our quarterly performance. Our order book in Q2 saw booking of 46.8 billion, up by 333% year-on-year, compared to 10.8 billion in the quarter ended September 2023. The highlight of this quarter is receipt of orders from our group companies for supply of AIS and GIS products to ultimate client GIAT in Algeria. In addition, we received two major orders for upgrade of northern region and eastern region load dispatch centers from Power Grid and Grid Controller of India. This reinforces our strong presence of leading digital technology provider in transmission space. Our order backlog stood at 98.4 billion as of September 24 versus 62.7 billion as of March 24, up by 57%. This is the highest order backlog which the company has achieved and gives a strong visibility of revenue for the next few years. Our Q2 revenue stood at 11.1 billion versus 7 billion in Q2 FY23-24, up by 59% year on year with a notable increase in our profits. Our profit before tax for Q2 was 1,938 million compared to 503 million in the corresponding quarter of the previous financial year. Cash and cash equivalent balance improved and stood at 6.8 billion as on September 30, 2024 versus 2.8 billion as on 31st March 24 and a net debt of 0.1 billion as on 30th September 2023. The improvement in balance sheet paved the way for the company to generate cash of 2.9 billion during the Q2 FY24-25 and 4.1 billion during H1 FY24-25 before dividend payment. We will continue to execute our strategy with sustainability, innovation and lean at our core. We are very proud to showcase some of our company initiatives in sustainability, employee health and safety across our factories, offices and project sites. These initiatives are covered in our presentation. We'll request everyone to please go through them. In conclusion, the Indian power sector is not just a national story. It's part of the global trend towards energy transition. The integration of renewable energy framework is a part of rapidly evolving global ecosystem. With our strategy built on operational efficiency and selective market participation, we will continue to chart a course that positions us as a key player in the industry and capitalizes on emerging opportunities. We could not be more excited about the path ahead, and we thank you for your continued support and interest in the company. I now invite Abhishek to provide further insights on execution.
Thanks, Sandeep. Good evening all. So I will take you through the key operational highlights, the key commissionings and infrastructure strengthening works that we completed in the past quarter. So we have been actively working on strengthening of the transmission network for private and government utility customers. And in addition to that, we have been actively working on supporting our industrial customers to meet their power needs. So as a part of that, we successfully commissioned 220 kV GIS station for Hindalco in Jharsuguda, which was completed within 12 months of award. Then another key achievement was the commissioning of Gadag substation for our customer Venue, which was their second TBCB and is a scheme which is very vital for strengthening of the southern grid of India. In addition to these two substation commissionings, we also commissioned 220 kV GIS base for our customers GETCO, WBSE, TCL, DVC and 132 kV GIS base for BSES. We had been installing and commissioning circuit breakers for various voltage ranges from 145 kV to 765 kV all across India and Bangladesh. And then in same pursuit, we also commissioned 12 number single phase transformers and one shunt reactor for our customers, Power Grid and Doosan. So these are some of the initiatives which got commissioned in the past quarter, strengthening the overall power network for the country. With this, these highlights, I hand over to Sushil for taking us forward.
Thanks, Abhishek. Good evening, everyone. I will talk about orders and the rest of the financials. First, talking about orders on the page 7 of the presentation. This quarter was a very robust quarter for us in terms of the order booking. We booked about 46.8 billion of orders compared to 10.8 billion in the last financial year, similar quarter, This represents about 4.3 times of order booking that we had compared to the last year. Similarly, on H1 basis, we booked about 57 billion of order compared to 20.8 billion in the last year. Some of the key orders that we booked during the quarter two include supply and supervision of high voltage products from Grid Solution SAS France and Grid Solution Middle East FZE Dubai. Both of these are related parties, and this order was material in nature, and this was already disclosed to the stock exchange during the quarter. Similarly, we had another significant or material order, which was related to the establishment of regional load dispatch center for eastern region and northern region. Those orders we received from Power Grid Corporation of India, and this was also disclosed to the stock exchange during the quarter. Besides these two material orders, we received several orders across the industry and transmission utilities. These include basically 765 kV power transformer and shunt reactor order from Power Grid Corporation of India for various transmission projects. Then power 765 kV power transformer for an EPC player for a substation in Madhya Pradesh, supply of 420 or 245 kV GIS from an EPC player in West Bengal, and supply and construction of 300 megawatt 400 kV captive switchyard from Tata Power Renewable Energy in Maharashtra, and 765 kV to 400 kV ERP SAS for various EPCV projects from multiple EPC players. So very robust order performance coming from different players across the market. Moving to the next page, page 8, in terms of financial performance. Again, the financial performance was very robust. If I just talk about the quarter two performance, starting with revenue, we had a revenue of about 11 billion. This was 59% increase on a year-on-year basis versus the corresponding quarter in the last year. We generated a significant 41% gross margin in the quarter. And as a result, overall EBITDA of 2.1 billion approximately at a rate of 18.8%. This is a significant increase in EBITDA in percentage terms as well as value terms if we compare with the corresponding quarter in the last year, where we had about 700 million of EBITDA. So this quarter EBITDA is about three times of what we had in the last year. And in terms of percentage point, there is about 8.8% or 88 bits increase in the EBITDA compared to the corresponding quarter. Similar performance on profit before tax, where we improved from 7.2% of profit before tax to now at around 17.5% profit before tax. Again, a solid performance on first half basis as well. We did a revenue of about 20.6 billion. This is 46% increase compared to the first half in the last financial year. Gross margin performance improved from 34% to 40.8%. And EBITDA improved from 9.4% in the last financial year first half to now 19.5% in the current financial year first half. Similar performance, improved performance on the profit before tax. We have also shared the details of the order and revenue in terms of export and domestic market on the next slide, which is slide 9. So out of the 46 billion orders that we booked in the quarter, about 53% of the orders were from export and 47% from the domestic market. And in terms of revenue, about 29% of revenue was from export market, whereas 71% revenue from domestic market. Almost similar performance on the H1 basis, approximately 47% orders from export and 30% revenue from export segment. In terms of breakup of orders in hand of about 98 billion, about 62% of the orders in hand we have from the private segment customers, about 32% orders in hand are from the central utilities and PSUs, and about 6% order in the overall portfolio from the state utilities. Next slide, we have just a financial trend, but since we have already talked about most of the numbers, I'll not read it out again, and we can open up for the questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Umesh Raut from Nomura India. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. And congratulations for all-round performance in Q2 FY25. Sir, my first question is pertaining to domestic ordering, which was very strong during the quarter, about 265% up year-on-year basis. So how one should look at now going forward, what kind of run rate we can assume on the domestic ordering side in terms of quarterly way, and which are the areas where you are seeing a major uptick coming in?
So I think, Umesh, thanks for the question. So this quarter we had on the domestic front as well, we had two large orders which came from Power Grid and Grid Controller, which was on the digital side, which we declared it is close to about 900 crores. I think apart from that, the market, if you look, it is pretty strong. And we are looking at a sustainable number, but this also depends upon lot of other factors of the delivery requirements, etc. But I think the run rate will remain sustainable in terms of order intake, except for the one-time orders of like digital and export of large, which came from group entities. But otherwise, the number should be sustainable.
Got it, sir. So is it fair to assume that including both domestic and exports, our base orders run rate would be closer to about 15 billion per quarter going forward?
So with that, we would not like to put a number now because, you know, the decision timelines and things like do change. But we would talk more about on an yearly basis. So I think probably we should look at the run rate at a yearly basis because in our sector, the division of order from one quarter to the other quarter for many of the utilities, they keep on changing. Probably let's look at a sustainable number, not in quarterly.
Got it, sir. So my next question is pertaining to HVDC projects. So when exactly we can expect first two packages, especially for Fatehpur Bhadla and Khavda-Nagpur getting finalized? Any tentative timeline here?
So I think it should happen within next 3 months.
Okay. Got it, sir. Sir, my question, next question is pertaining to bookkeeping. I think if I look at our related party transaction on the intercorporate deposit side, it was closer to about 450 crores for the quarter. So what's the reason behind this, and can you please specify or give some insights about this, where exactly we are extending this corporate deposits to related party?
Umesh, your question was not very clear. I'll just try to answer, and if there's anything left out, you can please ask again. We have taken approval from the shareholders to lend up to 700 crore to the related parties in the cash flow arrangement. Similarly, we have about 300 crore of borrowing limit. So if we need the funds for operations, we can borrow from the G cash. And we have, I think, about less than 600 crore invested in the cash pool at the end of the first half, as of the end of the September. And that's all within the approval limit of the shareholder.
Okay, got it, sir. And similarly, sir, if I look at your related party transactions approvals, which were taken at the start of the year, especially for orders, that is, again, I think, totally consumed now, considering that we have received closer to 2,200 crores of orders from parent entities. Is there any other proposal or any prospect pipeline that you are seeing from, especially parent side at a global level in terms of newer orders?
So, Mr. Approval from the shareholders are required when the orders exceed the maturity limit, which is 10% of the turnover of the entity in the last financial year. So, the specific cases where we anticipated orders from the related party in excess of, say, 300 crore rupees, which was 10% of last financial year, the approvals were taken, and fortunately, a good thing for us, those orders materialized and we have booked orders. Having said that, there are many orders on a regular basis that we get from various related parties, but they are less than materiality limit, and audit committee approval is taken and we regularly get those orders. So as of now, we are getting every quarter flow orders or regular orders from many related parties. If anything comes up in future in terms of any significant material order that would require shareholder approval, we'll notify to the stock exchange and launch it mostly confirmed for that.
Got it, sir. So my last question is on the gross margin. We have now made closer to about 41% kind of a level at a gross level. And in the past calls, we have mentioned that sustainable level is closer to about 35 to 40%. So now we have that crossed that upper threshold of gross margin as well. Any color over here is export orders are kind of giving you better margins, and that is what contributing to the surprise on the gross level side.
So I'll still maintain that range of 35 to 40% as a range on quarter-to-quarter basis, but on the full year basis, we always said that we want to do better than what we did in last year. Last year, I think we did about 35.6%, if I'm not mistaken. And our endeavor is to do better than that. However, I would just like to clarify to the community on the overall profit number for the quarter. This quarter, we have all the, let's say, operational item. There is no non-operational item in the financials. However, we executed some of the large contracts, a specific part of the contract which was highly profitable. And at the same time, we had certain one of operational items in the P&L on expense side. All together, we see overall gain of about 400 million INR approximately, which is kind of a non-repeat in nature. And that's a good positive contribution, but may not be repetitive in every quarter.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. And congratulations on a very great quarter. My question is on this, sir, on the other expenses. The other expenses in this quarter has seen an uptick. Would you like to call out something on linked to the revenues in general?
So I answered, thanks Mohit for your question, and I answered the overall impact as non-repeat items in the quarter on an overall basis. Some of these non-repeat items are a part of the gross margin, the cost of goods sold. Some of these are part of the other expenses. But instead of giving or talking about the gross margin, sorry, the other expenses as an absolute number, I would like to draw your attention to the other expenses as a percentage of revenue. See, our revenue has increased significantly. This quarter, revenue was 60% higher than what we did in the corresponding quarter of the last financial year. And with that 60% increase in the revenue, our increase in other expenses is still lesser than that rate. And as a percentage of revenue, it has come down rather from 13.7% to 11.9%. And this approximately 2% reduction in the other expense gives us an operating leverage and a better improvement in the overall profit before tax. So let's look at our expenses as a percentage of revenue rather than increasing the absolute number, because most of the increase is related to actually the increase in revenue as well.
Understood, sir. The second question is, given the fact that a large part of transmission projects have been awarded to the players in the in this country, especially last year was 500 billion of ordering, and this year till date we have seen 700 billion of ordering for in the sense projects we awarded to mostly the power grid and few private players. Are you seeing that inquiry pipeline is inching up and it's becoming, can you give us some color?
Hi Mohit, so Sandeep here. So yeah, we are seeing a sustainable pipeline. I think we had some, slowdown during the last quarter when elections were there. But apart from that, I think now we are seeing that there is a good traction which is happening in terms of pipeline for TBCB project. So not only with Power Grid, definitely Power Grid is winning a large chunk of their business, but apart from Power Grid, we are also seeing that the pipeline is getting generated from the private sector players also.
Understood. My last question, sir, what was the average life of the current order book?
So some of the orders have a timeline of 3 to 5 years. And most of the orders, let's say more than 60-70% of the orders, have an execution timeline of 18 to 24 months.
Understood, sir. And thank you, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. So my first question is on the cash and cash equivalents which you highlighted, 670 crores. So does it include the deposits given to the pool of 450 crores?
No. You're talking about presentation or?
He's talking about the cash is available on the books.
Yeah.
Does it include the what?
So we have about 6.7 billion of cash end of September. And this has two parts. One is the cash and bank balances that we have, and the second part is the money that we have lent to the cash pool. The money that we have lent to the cash pool, if you look at the balance sheet, is a part of the loan line item. So we're combining the loan line item and the cash and bank balance line item to arrive at the total cash and cash equivalents that we have at the end of the half year.
The question is for the cash, the other income during the quarter is, so what kind of yields you are earning on this other income which could be generated on this cash pool? Because 4 crores of other income for the quarter looks to very small number.
So I think we disclosed that yield on or the return on this cash pool investment in the shareholder notice when we took the approval. It's approximately 7%. I think you're doing a math on the total balance at the end of the quarter, but most of it would have got generated at the last leg of the quarter and may not have been fully eligible for the interest for the entire quarter. But yes, I can confirm that for whatever period we lend to the cash pool, we do get the 7%, approximately 7% interest during the tenure of the deposit.
Any particular reason why other income is lower in this quarter?
Yeah, so other income has many components, including the cash pool income. We also have a forex loss of approximately 55 million during the quarter, which is netted off against the other income.
Okay. Okay. So my second question is on the export order. So you've given the breakup of order inflows, but in the order backlog now, how much is the export component in the total 10,000 crore order backlog? How much is the export component in there?
We typically don't share that breakup, but on a ballpark basis, it should be about roughly 40% or so. But that's a very high level.
The question is now, for what we are seeing as a trend, that orders which are announcing, the automation portion is increasing, which should be directionally margin positive, and also the export share and mix in the order backlog is increasing. So directionally, is it right to project that the numbers on the margin side still have a headroom to expand from the current levels?
Parikshit, your voice is very unclear. Can you repeat the question?
So I was saying that directionally, well, the export is now 40% of the backlog, and in the orders which we have announced, the automation component is increasing to the power grid orders and other orders which we have been announcing, so which would be again margin accretive. So both the share of automation orders and high margin export order. So directionally, is it right to assume that the margins which we are reporting still have more tailwinds that they can improve from here on?
So overall, yes, generally over last 2 year period, the margin on backlog has improved. Various factors. First, there is also an improvement in the pricing in the domestic market. The export orders are also accretive, and some of the business lines have better profitability, and our endeavor is to work more on those business lines to grow orders there. Having said that, we don't give guidance on the future profitability in terms of, you know, how much accretive margin it will contribute. But you can see the past trend, we have been making good improvements, and you can then make your extrapolate the numbers as per your own estimates.
Okay. So on the HVDC side, so how serious we are about winning these orders, because we already have huge volumes of order coming in, and then on the other side now we have 10,000 crores of backlog. So at what point of time do you think the order backlog balloons up and if you get some HVDC orders, so there will be a need to expand and announce CapEx. So, in ballpark, how are you linking the two things now, given there is a strong visibility in domestic ordering, exports, as well as large chunky HVDC ordering? So how do you link it with the CapEx? So at what point do you think you'll turn on CapEx?
So I think one of the important things, Parashit, you need to understand is that HVDC orders when we are talking about, when we look at our factories, one of the most important things would be the transformer deliveries in case this is HVDC orders. So the CapEx for transformers requirement for HVDC orders is already, for example, we have planned that CapEx. I think apart from that, when you look at an HVDC order, it is mostly the technology side which is going to play. And then we have our global partners as well who will be supporting us in the execution of those HVDC orders. So I don't see that taking one HVDC order is going to require any additional specific large CapEx for delivery of that project.
And the transformer CapEx you spoke about, you have planned, so if you can quantify what is the CapEx and what capacity you're looking to increase?
That would always be very difficult to quantify because ultimately today we're looking into the market. The CapEx what we are doing in the plant will not only help us even suppose if we don't win an HVDC, that would help us in the AC market. That is one thing. And second, also, I've always said in the past that MVA is a, you know, a myth because an MVA of HVDC and an MVA of an AC transformer, practically same, but the realizable value of HVDC transformer might be 3-4 times of the same MVA of an AC transformer. So MVA is normally for a very high level benchmarking, but not an accurate methodology to track the capacities.
But in terms of value of CapEx, I mean, how are you budgeting the value of the CapEx? I mean, let's forget the MVA part, but how much do you intend to incur in this year or next 2-3 years?
So it would be somewhere between, we are looking into that, but it will be somewhere between, today, depending upon the need of the plant, it will be somewhere between 5 to 10 million.
$5 to $10 million. Okay, so that's much. Okay. And just the last question, sir, you spoke about the sustainability on the ordering side, order inflow side, so that will sustain. So when you were saying that, so you're benchmarking on H1 numbers of 5,700 or like half, when you're talking about the annual inflows, so is it the H1 number which is relevant or like how do we read into it?
I think the H1 numbers have, that's what I said, that H1 numbers have two exceptions. So one is the export order which we got, for example, where we have a delivery timeline of about 5 years. And also for the eastern region, northern region, digital orders, which of course the upgrade comes every 7 years. So that is not something like, for example, 900 crores of order. This is something which you don't get every year and things like that. But the balance part of the order is a sustainable volume. This is what we will be targeting every quarter. But we will be looking more, measuring ourselves in terms of yearly numbers rather than quarterly numbers.
So yearly is about 8,000 crores would be what is the sustainable number as of now on the current run rate?
So for the current financial year, Parikshit, if we take out these two large orders, those are about 30 billion. But Sandeep is trying to say that excluding these two larger on an H1 basis, we have orders of say 27, 28 billion. If we extrapolate, that becomes like 55 to 58 billion on a regular run rate other than the large two deals. And if we add another 30 billion of these large orders, we can be in the range of 78 to 82 billion. I mean, that's the mathematics. It's not a guidance, but a mathematics of yearly numbers.
Got it. And HVDC will be on top of it if at all if something materializes. So HVDC will add on it.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. Those are my questions and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Mohit.
Hi, sir. So from the Statcom, I just wanted to check whether there is any requirement of indigenous Is there an indigenous clause in that? Is there some kind of value addition required in this country?
For power grid tenders, yes, there is an indigenous clause.
And so do we qualify for that?
So, you know, when you look at, for example, IGBT or thyristors, it's not a very difficult technology to assemble and test it. So I think it's not something which is very difficult to, you know, meet those requirements from India. In fact, if you look at Champa Kurukshetra, the phase two which we did, the thyristors were assembled and tested in our plant in India only.
But that will take some time, sir, right, sir? So if you want to qualify for that clause, can you bid right now or it will take some time?
No, we can bid right now, but that's a commercial decision which bid to participate and not. But there is no problem in bidding right now.
Understood, sir. My last question on this, on the HVDC Leh-Ladakh. Have you seen any development, sir? I think the talk for tender, has the tender happened or is it still delayed?
No, so the tender has already floated, but it's going to take time for submission.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Gandhi from Invesco Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, my question pertains to order inflow of 5,700 crores that we see for H1 FY25. So, sir, how much has the export part grown for us on a YOY basis and how much has the domestic part grown for us on a YOY basis?
Just give me a minute, Sagar. So in this first half, we have an order book of 46 billion, of which approximately 24 billion is the export order. Sorry, this quarter. And if I look at the last financial year, and I'll have to search the number a bit. So I think last financial year, we had about 24% of the orders that were coming from the export market. So 4% of roughly 10 billion was hardly 2.5
billion. 2.5
billion
goes to 24 billion on a quarterly basis. Q2 of this,
yeah.
FY25 over Q4 of FY24.
Yes, you're right. Because this time we declared a very large material order of approximately 22 billion from Grid Solution SAS and Grid Middle East SCD. And those were the orders for which we had taken the related party approval, and those orders materialized. In fact, these were declared to the stock exchange in the month of August and September.
Okay. So, sir, like you, what you shared for Q2, can you share for half year?
So, on a half year basis, I think it's already part of the presentation. If you look at the page 9 of the presentation, out of 58 billion, we have export orders approximately 26 billion. This represents 47%. And in the last financial year, the ratio of order export order was approximately 23-24%. So we had about 5 billion of export orders in the first half of the last financial year, which has now grown up to 26 billion in this financial year.
So 5 billion going to 26, so that is slightly over 5x.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. That was it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Srinidhi Karlekar from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the set of results. So may I ask, how much of your domestic backlogs actually come from the utility segment and how much is from the industry segment?
So, Mr. Srinidhi, we don't have that breakup immediately, and in fact, we don't share that much of breakup in the public forum. But we have already disclosed on the page 9 is the breakup of the total orders. So, in the total orders, if we look at the 98 billion breakup, 61 billion is coming from the private segment. 31 billion from central utilities and PSUs and about 5 billion from the private segment, which represents, state utility, which represents 6%. So on the overall basis, we have already disclosed. Breaking it further into export and domestic is not something that we share our business.
Private will include the related party order as well as the TBCB from the private sector, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sir, and the second question I wanted to understand is the pipeline on transmission side is undoubtedly quite strong. I was wondering, would it be possible to share some light on the how is the industry segment pipeline looking like?
So, industry segment pipeline, at least on the data center side, is pretty good. I think there are multiple opportunities which we are discussing with either the EPCs or alternatively with the directly with the data center players. And also there are few opportunities on the steel side, etc. But because we operate mostly into 220, 400 and 765, there are various opportunities which come on medium voltage and all, but those we don't participate.
Thank you for answering the question and all the very best.
Thank you, Shivam.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Indrajit Chakravarti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and I congratulate you for the excellent set of numbers. I just want some details about this HVDC tender, which has been floated. And about, I think you said about something like 3 months from now, within 3 months from now, you know, something will come out of it. So can I just know that how much is this tender value, means HVDC scope? What is the total value of this HVDC scope that we have? Thank you very much.
So this value will be somewhere between $1 billion to $2 billion.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. That was my only question. And we have a scope which we might get something of it. Okay, within 3 months.
No, what we said, these tenders, the two HVDC tenders, which are in the finalization process at the developer level, will get decided. We are participating. Whether we win or not is an outcome that we'll have to see.
And the outcome will be within 3 months or after 6 months we will get to know?
At present, we expect this outcome to be next 3 months. But as we see these large opportunities, it has been going on for last more than a year. So we expect now to get decided within 3 months. But if it shifts beyond 3 months, it is beyond our control, actually.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's a great thing. That's a great information. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. Participants, to ask questions, you may press star and one at this time. We have the next question from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Just on the employee cost this quarter has been high. So is it because of the volume growing or is it because of hikes getting affected during this quarter?
Both, Prishit, and again, as I mentioned for the other expenses, I think instead of looking at the absolute number, let's start looking at the percentage. And as we see on the page 8, as a percentage of revenue, both employee expense as well as the other expenses have come down compared to the corresponding quarter in the last year as well as on the half-year basis.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Akhilesh Bhandari from Millennium Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So just a small clarification. Out of the total order value of an HVDC project, what would be our addressable component in terms of proportion of the overall value of the HVDC order of the project?
So when I said that between 1 billion to 2 billion, that is the addressable portion by us. The overall project value will be in few billions of dollars.
Okay. But roughly, it would be 40%-50%. What would be our addressable component?
For example, some HVDC projects that have longer lines, some will have shorter line. There are multiple factors into that. So it's very difficult to put a percentage, of our component in a total HVDC. It's a very flexible thing. There are a lot of variables in it.
Okay. And sir, for the Leh-Ladakh project, there have been some discussions that Power Grid might want a more localized supply chain closer to the area of where the project is going to be because of supply chain issues. But all of the major players don't have any capacity in this area. So any sense of the discussion which you can give me, whether some capacity is being thought of, some makeshift capacity is being thought of, or the supply chain or a different solution for supply chain is being considered?
So, actually, these are all commercial matters, and for example, it cannot be disclosed so openly in a call and things like that. So, probably we'll not be able to answer this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umesh Rao from Nomura India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, my question is pertaining to addressable opportunity in domestic, especially for digital solutions, and one which you have also received during the quarter in terms of new order. And on the similar line, we are also hearing that now there is a next phase for wide area monitoring system which can come up. Earlier, I think you have executed certain portion of it. So any color over here, what kind of opportunities you see maybe in a medium term for all these solutions in the domestic market?
So you are right, Umesh, that we have executed the last URTDCM, which is the project. I think probably there are a lot of discussions which are going on at Power Grid, CEN, at the ministry level. So after the scope finalization and what technology will be used, etc., there will be a color or there will be an expected value to the opportunity. Today it is too premature to even put a value to it.
Got it, sir. And apart from this WAMS, are there any new technologies where you will not able to participate because of technology, or that is you can easily kind of get it from parent in a more of an immediate basis whenever that opportunity is times are coming up for the tendering?
So I don't think that there is any limitation for us to get any technology from the parent if it is available and the need is there in the country. So there's any technology requirement which is there, we would definitely be getting the support of the parent and we will be participating.
Okay. And in accessing those newer technologies from parent, what could be the arrangement between GE Vernova T&D India and its parent in terms of royalty or other fees?
So we have a royalty or technical fees agreement which is there in place for last many years. It has a certain percentage of revenue that is paid as a royalty to the parent. The rates and the methodology has been consistent for last many years. Overall, last financial year, I think royalty was approximately 1% of the total company's revenue.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. So this HVDC order which we are evaluating, so is it in consortium with the parent company?
So we will not be able to disclose this thing, Parikshit. I think that's a commercial strategy which we cannot, it's not possible to disclose.
Okay. So just one clarification, when you spoke about the CapEx for transformer, it was about $8 to $10 million, you said, right?
It was total.
Total?
Yes, it was approximately $8 to $10 million, but total, not just for the transformer.
And in this year or next year?
We are talking about the plan for next 12 months from
now. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephones. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir. Sir, you may proceed with closing comments, sir. Members of the management, am I audible? Ladies and gentlemen, we will end our conference here. On behalf of GE Vernova T&D India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.